Mary of Magdala was the most prominent of the women from Galilee who accompanied Jesus in his ministry. So devoted to Jesus was Mary that after his death she returned to the tomb to clean his body. Finding Jesus alive in the garden, she was sent to proclaim the news of his resurrection to the disciples, thus becoming the apostle to the apostles. Although she may not have been acknowledged for her discipleship, Mary stands for all those who see and proclaim Jesus as the risen Christ, bringing to others his gifts of peace, forgiveness, and justice. O Lord, let my soul rise up to meet you, as the day rises to meet the sun. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Come, let us bow down. Let us take the knee to worship. Let us kneel before the Lord, our Maker. Speak, Lord, for we are listening. Call us, like you called Mary, by name. Psalm 109, verses 1 to 3. Hold not your tongue, O God of my praise. For the mouth of the wicked, the mouth of the deceitful is opened against me. They speak to me with a lying tongue. They encompass me with hateful words and fight against me without a cause. Despite my love, they accuse me. But as for me, I pray for them. Speak, Lord, for we are listening. Call us like you called Mary. A reading from Acts chapter 23, verses 23 to 35. And he called for 2 centurions, saying, Prepare 200 soldiers, 70 horsemen, and 200 spearmen to go to Caesarea at the third hour of the night, and provide mounts to set Paul on, and to bring him safely to Felix the governor. He wrote a letter in the following manner, Claudius Lysias, to the most excellent governor Felix, greetings. This man was seized by the Jews and was about to be killed by them. Coming with the troops, I rescued him, having learned that he was a Roman. And when I wanted to know the reason they accused him, I brought him before their council. I found out that he was accused concerning questions of their law, but had nothing charged against him deserving of death or chains. And when it was told me that the Jews lay in wait for the man, I sent him immediately to you, and also commanded his accusers to state before you that their charges against him. Farewell. Then the soldiers, as they were commanded, took Paul and brought him by night to Antipatris. The next day they left the horsemen to go on with him and return to the barracks. When they came to Caesarea and had delivered the letter to the governor, they also presented Paul to him. And when the governor had read it, he asked what province he was from. And when he understood that he was from Sicilia, he said, I will hear you when your accusers also have come. And he commanded him to be kept in Herod's praetorium. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Speak, Lord, for we are listening. Call us, like you called Mary, by name. A reading from the Gospel according to John. Then the disciples went back to where they were staying. Now Mary stood outside the tomb crying. As she wept, she bent over to look into the tomb and saw 2 angels in white seated where Jesus' body had been, one at the head and the other at the foot. They asked her, Woman, why are you crying? They have taken my Lord away, she said, and I don't know where they have put him. At this, she turned around and saw Jesus standing there. Jesus said, Do not hold on to me, for I have not yet ascended to the Father. Go instead to my brothers and tell them I am ascending to my Father and your Father. To my God and your God. Mary Magdalene went to the disciples with the news, I have seen the Lord. Let us pray. As we enter prayer now, we pause to be still, to breathe slowly, to recenter our scattered senses upon the presence of God. As we draw near to you, Lord, would you draw near to us? Teach us to pray. May we know thee more clearly, love thee more dearly, and follow thee more nearly. day by day. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We choose to rejoice today in the intricacy of God's creation, joining with the ancient praise of all God's people in the words of Psalm 139. Thank you for making me so wonderfully complex. Your workmanship is marvelous. How well I know it. You watched me when I was being formed in utter seclusion, as I was being woven together in the dark of the womb. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Lord, we ask you to prepare us for the unexpected, to ready us for all the surprising ways in which you may choose to speak to us this day. We pray our ears will hear your gentle whisper. And at a time when so many are troubled and overwhelmed by anxiety and fear for the future, we bring those to you now that we know that need your comfort and gentle whisper of your kindness. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Lord, in the midst of earthquake, fire, and storm, we put our trust in you, and we yield to your quiet, searching voice. We open ourselves to hear your questions as well as your answers. Today, we are encouraged by your promise that we read in Hebrews 8, verse 11, that they will all know me, from the least of them to the greatest. Father, help us to live this day to the full, being true to you in every way. Jesus, help us to give ourselves away to others, being kind to everyone we connect with. And Spirit, help us to love the lost, proclaiming Christ in all we do and say. And as our Savior Christ has taught us, we are bold to say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen. Lord God, you reveal yourself to us in so many subversive and unassuming ways. Give us eyes to see the miracles and resurrection that happen every day. Unclog our ears to hear you, and show us how to get rid of the clutter of our lives that we might make room for you. Amen. And may the peace of the Lord Christ go with you, wherever he may send you. May he guide you through the wilderness. Protect you through the storm. May he bring you home rejoicing at the wonders he has shown you. May he bring you home rejoicing once again into our doors.